Hey guys, this is one of those posts where I wanted to talk instead of type. Anyway, the other day when I was coming home from the bus, I should say, when I was riding on the bus coming home from Tennessee, I came across this song on the radio. Now, I really have not really gone around the radio dial lately. When I'm in the car, if we don't have a CD in the player, we're usually listening to NPR, or maybe there's a, I guess you'd call it an adult R&B station called Star 94.5. But generally, I do not browse, unless I specifically know where I'm going. But because of the month of Ramadan, I really kind of cut back, you know, a lot of my online activity, and I really, did not listen to the radio too much. So anyway, I really don't know how new this particular song is that I'm about to discuss, but watch, it'll be 3 months old. I'm just now talking about it, but that's why I'm saying that, because I don't know how old this particular song is. So anyway, I happen to be listening to the radio, and came across this song by the rapper Plies. Of course, everybody knows who, well, I shouldn't say everybody knows, but Plies is a rapper. And he has this song out. The current song that he has out now is called Becky. Now, I don't know how to say what this song is about without, you know, being completely rude, crude, and all kinds of socially unacceptable to a lot of people. Becky is not about a woman. Well, it's a euphemism for certain kinds of sexual activity, I guess you could say. Let's just say and if you want to Google it, you can Google it and find out for yourself what it's about. But I don't know if I'm becoming old. I don't know if the music is becoming ever increasingly, what's the word? Disgusting. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a generational thing. I mean, which I don't know, because I do still listen to some type, you know, some current music that's out there. I'm not even gonna lie. But that particular song I find to be extremely disgusting. And I'm not prudish, but I'm kind of thinking, keep that stuff to yourself, or share it with the person or people, depending on how active you are, that you're going to engage in that activity with. Don't share it with the whole world. I really could care less, because, I mean, I'm not a groupie. It's not like I'm ever going to be in the situation where I'm ever going to need to know that information. And yes, I know as a Muslim, we're not supposed to, you know, encourage fornication and extramarital sex and all that kind of stuff. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just being honest, you know. That song is really disgusting. And it's, I really don't particularly care what kind of stuff Plies likes. He could keep that to himself. It's just nasty. Nasty, nasty. All of it. And it's so funny, because I told my husband about it. I said, there's a song I heard on the radio, and it was just really disgusting. And you know what he said? He said, why'd you keep listening to it then? And the point was, he has a good point, but the whole thing is, you know, the whole thing that it's like the song came on, and I said, oh, that sounds nice. What is it? And then the first few, you know, the chorus comes on, and I'm thinking, what is he saying? So it, like, took me a minute, and by the time I realized, like, I'm thinking, is he saying what I think he's saying? And then midway through the song, I'm like, I know he's not saying what, talking about what I think he's talking about. And then by the end of the song, I'm like, I know he's talking. That's really disgusting. And so, anyway, that's my rant of the week. That song is just really disgusting, and I can't believe, I don't know if this is our FCC deregulation at work or not, but that song is nasty. And I don't even know why it's even on the radio. And I sound like one of those, hold on, what is my dog doing? Chloe? What is up with you? Huh? Where's your bone? Did you lose your bone? Lay down. Lay down, you silly girl. Sit down. Be quiet. It's all up in my audio post. So anyway. Man. That song is just really disgusting. And hold on. Silly dog. Chloe, quiet. She's in the other room. It's just really nasty. And I guess I've said that about 100 times. I wish I could. I mean, it's just, the more that I listen to popular music, and I tend to listen to mostly R&B and hip-hop music and some dance music, and I listen to a little bit of everything. Anyone who's read my blog knows that. I don't know if I'm finally starting to grow up. I don't know what the issue is, or if music is just, maybe I'm slowly getting away from that anyway. But just a lot of music today is horrible. It's not creative. It's a bunch of people that have Fruity Loops on their computer and they're making beats. I mean, you know, my brother has that. Well, he used to have the program when I used to live with him. And, you know, it's kind of sad when songs start sounding like Fruity Loops. You know, it's like, what in the heck is going on here? You know? Like, nobody has any talent, and people don't even sing to their own stuff anymore. They come on stage and they lip sync to it. You know, and then they, oh, I can't do it because I have to dance. I mean, come on. Give me some people with some talent. That's what I want. I want someone who can really actually play an instrument. Auto-tune doesn't count. Vocoders or whatever them things are called don't count. I want someone that can actually play an instrument and sing. That's what I want. Or at least someone, if they're gonna use a drum machine, at least be creative with it. Don't sound like something I could make up. I mean, heck, I could make up. I could get a computer, you know, and get, I don't know what program, Audacity or Cakewalk or I don't know what they got out right now, and make a song. Heck, if I could make a song and make tons of money off of it, I'm starting to make not no sense now. I mean, if something on the radio sounds like something that, you know, someone could sit in their computer in their basement and make up. I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. I'm just tired of it. A lot of music today. And you know, I don't even think it's about talent anymore. It's about, well, who slept with the producer, let's be honest. You know, who slept with the producer, or you gotta look good, and you gotta, you know, it ain't about talent anymore. It's about, does this person look good on TV? Does this person take a good picture? You know, it ain't about whether they can sing or play an instrument anymore. You know, it's, you know, can they sing? Do they actually got talent? It's, you know, let's just sing about the, or rap, about the worst possible thing, the most materialistic thing, the most violent thing, and then put it on the radio. It's ridiculous. Anyway. Yeah, and let's rap about oral sex. Yeah, let's do that too. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. So yes, I'm officially getting old. Either that or, you know, just, I don't want to have to turn on the radio and, well, or not turn on the radio. I don't want to have to turn on the radio and be afraid of, okay, you know, maybe my stepdaughter shouldn't hear this. Or, heck, maybe my parents shouldn't hear this. You know, it's just unfortunate. So, anyway, I'm probably just, as I say, it's a rant. I'm just saying whatever comes off the top of my head. But, yeah, I'm officially growing up. Yep. Well, you know, when most of the time I'm listening to the adult R&B or the old school stuff now. Well, aside from the African music that my husband listens to, or that I find for him, Well, and I listen to dance music too, that's pretty new, but I'm just slowly either, I don't know if I'm just migrating away from music in general or just slowly migrating from popular music. I don't know what it is. And I'm not saying there aren't current songs out I don't like. It's just that a lot of the stuff is just so antithetical to, I mean, if it's not something that I would say to my husband or that I would say to a friend or a family member, it's not something that I want to hear. And, or if I don't want it said to me, then it's not something that I don't, and I don't play this hypocritical game of, well, the beat sounds good, so it's okay. You know, or the, you know, or, well, they ain't talking about me, so that's okay. No, if you're gonna say something, and I think that over a sustained period of time, words will have an effect on you, especially from an early age. It's one thing if you have an 18, 19, or 20-year-old, or 16, or 17-year-old listening to something, and you can kind of go, okay, I'm not going to go out and do that. But when you are listening to this stuff from an early age, how does that, and then, you know, no one is guiding you, how does that form your outlook on life? If all you hear is that women are hoes, and gold diggers, and hood rats, and men are, you know, whatever, men are supposed to be killers and thugs and everything else, what is that, how is that going to impact, and if you don't have anybody in your life that is not that, you know, that is a strong man, that is, you know, how do I say it, you know, that takes care of his family, that respects his the women in his family, and the woman is a strong woman and isn't, you know, I don't, if you don't have that in your life, if you don't have a strong, stable family to guide you and to say, hey, no, this is not how things should be, then I think, it's kind of like this whole argument. I remember when, it kind of reminds me of when I was younger, I don't know, was it in the early 80s or something, when, and maybe I'm getting this all wrong, so I'm sorry if I am, but this whole thing about Judas Priest, and I guess Iron Maiden, or one of those groups got sued by this mom and because her son killed themselves. And the whole argument is, do words of a song make somebody kill themselves? And my saying is, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't think so at the time. And I still don't. I mean, you know, listening to a song about, you know, listening to a song called Becky isn't going to make someone just up and act that way most of the time. But the thing is, I think when you have something sustained and you have a whole culture coming up around an image of a, you know, what it means to be a man or what it means to be a thug, and then that's put out there as this is the thing to be, then that's where people are going to start acting out. It's like, does art imitate life or does life imitate art? And so it's kind of like, no, I don't think a song in and of itself is going to make someone go and act out and do something stupid. But if you have a sustained culture of violence or culture of materialism and consumerism, whether it's in music or movies or just the commercials you see on TV, that's what affects people, not just one song. So anyway, that's my rant today. I got to go because someone just came in the door, so I'm going to go see what's going on. You guys have a good day.